Moving on, the Iraqi interior minister has blamed what it calls evil hands for targeting protesters during recent violent rallies across the country. A spokesman for the interior ministry says Iraqi government forces did not fire directly at the protesters. The official condemned attacks against TV stations. Meanwhile, the defense ministry says an investigation is underway to find those behind the unrest. The ministry says 114 people, including security forces, have been killed in the violence. It says dozens of public buildings and several political party headquarters have also been torched. The rallies broke out on Tuesday against the government's economic policies.
Iraq has been witnessing demonstrations in several cities over economic conditions since Tuesday. Protesters are unhappy about high youth unemployment and corruption. Following the rallies, the government announced a series of reforms, including a wide ministerial reshuffle, as well as the formation of a high constitutional body to deal with corruption. The government also says it is ready to listen to the protesters' demands.
We have pointed out some issues that will be discussed in the next session, reforms that could be submitted to the parliament, like countering corruption, financial reforms, job opportunities for the youth, countering poverty, protest law, infrastructure, administrative reforms, and supporting peace and stability in the Iraqi territories.
The rallies began peacefully but quickly turned violent. Some Western and Arab media have tried to magnify the protests to cheer for further rallies and seek their own agenda in the region. Analysts say Iraq's resolve to resist foreign intervention and bullying has placed it in the United States and its allies' bad books.
Coming to this government, Abdul Mahdi, Iraq has secured billions of dollars with China in terms of infrastructure building against the oil. They refuse to slap sanctions on Iran. They're trying to broker a cessation of the Saudi-Iran tensions. They refuse MBS and Jared Kushner's plan for Palestine. These are just some of the things that irk the Americans. So there is a real suspicion in the background that because of all these tweets in Saudi Arabia, because of the kind of the general confusion, that this isn't just simply a protest of people for improved economic conditions.
After the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq and its subsequent military presence, which many believe is the root cause of the nation's problems, Iraq has seen challenges one after another.
This is a country which has, which is the fourth richest country in terms of oil reserve. It's a country which could look after its population very, very well. And corruption isn't the cause of that. What is the cause of that is the lasting problem, the legacy of the invasion of Iraq by the Americans and previous to that, the support of Saddam Hussein against the people of Iraq and as an agent to destabilize the region.
The ongoing unrest in Iraq comes as millions of Muslims are preparing for upcoming mourning ceremonies of Arba'een. That's an occasion marking the 40th day after the martyrdom anniversary of the third Shia Imam, Imam Hussein. Arba'een has found additional significance in recent years as it has become a rallying cry for the campaign against Takfiri terrorists who have frequently targeted pilgrims. Iraq has brought Daesh terrorists and other foreign-backed militants to their knees following years of fighting. The country seems to be exerting all efforts to bounce back and is on the path of reconciliation. There are, however, shortages in healthcare, education and utility sector, a situation that many believe makes Iraq prone to murky foreign plots and susceptible to security threats.